The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Kickoff show with third-year head football coach for the West Holmes Knights. That's Keaton Leflaw. And Keaton, boy, there's a lot of special nights, obviously, during the course of a high school football season. There's something different about opening night, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a culmination of everything. All of our, you know, coaches' meetings that we've had since December and our off-season plan we've had since March and all the practices over the summer and into the scrimmages. And, you know, there's nothing that you can do in the off-season that's going to be able to emulate what a Friday night looks like, feels like, smells like. And it's just – it's excitement, you know, school starting, you know. But number one thing is football's back, you know, and we're really excited, you know, to be back in action and ready to kick off the year.
Get back in action for sure. And I look at maybe just a few key losses, certainly from last year with graduation. You know, Max Coakley, Charlie Cooper, Chance Jackson, Lynn Klein, Brody Bowman, Grady Hawkins, all key players certainly from last year. But the good news is a whole lot of guys back. They got a lot of experience last season.
Yeah, for sure. You know, experience is you know, definitely the, you know, the number one thing for our team of as far as a strength, you know, returning all those guys, you know, is critical because you can't teach experience. You know, you can't teach that of what it feels like on a Friday night, what it feels like when you're doing everything right, what it feels like when things are going wrong, what it feels like in a, you know, a tight game there at the end of the fourth quarter. You know, and I've talked about it for 2 years, you know, we got to learn in those games where it's a 50-50 game, we got to continue to learn and come out on the right side of those games. And you know, that's kind of the expectation when you bring back all these guys. That's the expectation when, you know, we're in the third year of our program. You know, and these guys, these seniors have bought in. You know, if there's any group throughout the three years, these seniors have bought in to everything we've preached, everything we've done. So, you know, really excited just to see them to get the opportunity to come out and prove themselves to everybody.
Well, I wondered about that. Your third year now as the head coach here at this program. So certainly guys kind of know what to expect from you and your coaches now, along with experience on the field. And, you know, football is one of those sports, well, all sports, really. You don't want to be robotic and have to think through it. You have to be able to react. And the guys are at a point now where they feel like they know what they have to do on the field.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, that's the thing that we're trying to stress to them right now because, you know, you're coming into this game and for 2 years it hasn't gone the right way. And you put all this pressure on yourself of we got to make sure we do. And our coaches, you know, just expressing to them, hey guys, listen, you know what to do. You've been in our system for 3 years. Hey, you know the scheme, you know what they're going to line up in. Hey, you guys know how to adjust on the fly. We've thrown everything at them, you know, and for them, it's just, guys, you let everything go. Just play football. Do what you've done. And, you know, you talk about year three of the program, you know, very lucky to have pretty much the same staff from 3 years ago. So, you know, for us, it's all learning together, working together, figuring out what everybody's thinking. And, you know, again, we're just really excited as a coaching staff where we've grown together, you know, as well as our program as a whole.
Well, with that said, kind of take a step back here, going through the off season here. What have you seen from your team so far during the off season? I know you had scrimmages with Garraway and Ridgewood, and what you saw there.
Yeah, you know, we started practices at the end of June, so you know we've had really good participation there throughout the summer. But you know, leading into the scrimmages, you know, our first scrimmage, we thought we played, you know, very, very well offensively. Defensively, we had a little bit of some tweaks from our defense last year. So, you know, work through some of those things throughout Garraway. But again, we're competitive, we're competing, you know, we're coming out healthy. So, you know, we like where we're at our first scrimmage. We go to Ridgewood, you know, our defense comes in and solidifies all the things we were concerned about in that first scrimmage. Came out, flew around, played downhill, getting pressure on the quarterback, played very, very well. Offensively, you know, it wasn't our best night of executing, but you know, at the end of the day, playing a half, we found a way to come out on top, and you know, find a way to to continually get yards, but just executing throughout a whole drive is something that we've really harped on this week. So feel good about where we're at after our first two scrimmages, and just got to put both those things together this Friday.
Yeah, I like about that, Keaton, also the fact that those are two top-level programs year in, year out, and you're their area school, certainly, with Garaway and Ridgewood here. But, yeah, you feel like you can get a better evaluation, right, when you're going up against good teams.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's you know scrimmage-wise, we're looking at it. You know, we want to keep it local. You know, we don't want to travel a bunch. And, you know, both these programs, you know, we sit back and look at it, and, you know, Division Five Ridgewood, okay, well, they're a regional semifinal team almost yearly. You look at Garaway, they're a regional semifinal team almost yearly. You got these perennial good programs with these coaches and these coaching staffs that have been together 15-plus years. You know, you're going to roll out there and you're going to play a program that's a well-oiled machine. So, you know, finding those guys and seeing, you know, where we stack up as a program versus those guys was very beneficial for us.
Obviously important to start off the season to get yourself ready, certainly. And, you know, going into the season, you're going to have a good, really non-conference schedule right off the bat before you get into the OCC play.
Yeah, for sure. You know, conference play or out of conference play, you know, Triway's always, it's always going to be a battle. You know, it's a renewed rivalry. You know, they're doing good things over there. They're building a program. We're doing our best, you know, to build a program, the vision that we have. And, you know, it's always a battle. It's been a battle the last 2 years. So, you know, it's exciting. Then moving into, obviously, schedule change with John Adams. But another, and a Division II Cleveland school, but it's a team that's, you know, winning 6-7 games a year. That's going to be, you know, a good test, a different style of football for us. And then moving into Orville, you know, who returns a bunch of key pieces like they did last year. They're coaching his second year, and I know expectations for them are high over there. So, you know, a really good, you know, mix of different offenses in, you know, our non-conference schedule.
You talk about the hard work during the offseason. I know we've been able to talk about this now last couple of years here, but this field house still feels new. I know it's not quite new now, but it still feels like that. The great facilities they have there, the weight room area you have here, has to make also all a big difference also with the entire program.
Yeah, I mean, it's done nothing but elevate the program. You know, from what we're able to do in the weight room, from what we're able to do from a speed and agility with our turf room, as well as some skills work, you know, throughout the off season. You know, it's great because we can have a jugs machine set up inside and guys can get here an hour before practice, hit the jugs in the turf room. You know, we got bands, stretching, all that. I mean, you know, kudos to our school for putting in facilities to, again, help improve our athletics program. So, you know, us from the football side of things, it's been nothing but beneficial. It's allowed us to be with our guys. It's allowed us, you know, to get faster. It's allowed us to get stronger. You know, and again, it's a big part of our program, and, you know, we're looking for those things to pay off.
That's the voice of head coach Keaton Leplaw for this West Wolves Knights football program. We're going to talk about the offense for the Knights here. Stay tuned for that. We'll talk about them coming up next on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
When the wind howls and the storm rolls in, trust the protection from Provia at MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max Insulated Vinyl Siding is built for performance, featuring a lifetime limited warranty that even includes protection against hail damage. Provia Siding is highly rated for wind resistance and engineered to withstand extreme wind loads. And don't forget Provia Storm Doors, renowned for their heavy-duty construction and outstanding wind performance. Visit MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. All right, I've got a question. How much does it cost to make your grocery money go farther?
At Rody's IGA, apparently $4.
You got it. Get 16-ounce frozen Smithfield ground pork for just $4.
$4? My wallet just smiled.
12-pack ramen noodles, $4.
Keep going. I'm getting hungry.
IGA 30-gallon tall kitchen garbage bags, $4.
Finally, something to clean up all those bargain receipts.
And 91 to 93% lean butterball ground turkey, $5.
$5? That's a whole lot of comfort.
It's dollar deals now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Dollar deals at Rody's IGA.
Need freezer space for that home scanning fair livestock purchase? How about storing those summer garden vegetables or the approaching hunting season? Then stop by your local freezer headquarters at Millersburg Electric. Millersburg Electric's annual freezer special continues with discounts on chest and upright freezers in all sizes. Not only do you get a fair price, but you get better energy efficiency with your new freezer too. Plus, you'll get a free 5-year compressor warranty with any freezer purchase. Hurry in while they last at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. There may be other choices out there, but when it comes to tires and service, there's really only one place to go. Millersburg Tire Service. In business for over 73 years, it's not just about the prices, it's about the people and the service. That's why service is in their name. They started back in 1953 from humble beginnings, and today they continue serving homes in the surrounding counties with a beautiful showroom, modern facilities, and even a front porch where you're always welcome. They treat people the way you want to be treated. With all that, there's no reason to go anywhere else. Millersburg Tire Service, located on State Route 39, east of Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
And back once again with the Coach's Kickoff Show with West Holmes 9-10 football coach Keaton Leplaw. And for West Holmes, I mentioned, of course, the offense, a lot of guys returning for this team here, Keaton. And talk about here, again, as we mentioned, year three here, what you're expecting for from your offense this year.
Yeah, I know. Really, we're trying to expect, from our offense, kind of the continuation of our Week 10 game last year. Where we really found some schemes, a good process with our coaches and our communication that, led to us putting up 40 plus points on the board. So really just a continuation of that, of my philosophy is, we got to establish a line of scrimmage. And then after that, it's get the ball to your playmakers in space and let them run. We're expecting, our offensive line has a ton of experience back. We got some explosive guys on the outside, and we're expecting a lot from, our quarterback who's coming into his second year of starting.
You mentioned offensive line being very important, and certainly it always is, and the experience you have here. What are the names we're going to be hearing at the offensive line position here for West Holmes?
Yeah, our offensive line, you know, we're going to return four starters from last year. You know, expectation, you know, for our program is you got to win the line of scrimmage to win a football game. So very important for us. So working left to right, left tackle is going to be Quincy Camacho. Again, a guy who, you know, started the majority of the games last year at left tackle. So, you know, he's big, he's long. He's taken another step this offseason to, you know, better himself, more aggressive, more physical. Then moving into left guard, one of our team captains, Chet Cooper, again, who's another kid this offseason has, you know, completely transformed. You know, he's cut down a little bit. He's put on muscle. He's a lot stronger. But, you know, we expect him to anchor down that left side along with Quincy. And our new guy on the line this year is going to be our center, Easton Ross. Again, a kid we thought could compete last year. Had an injury last year that put him out. But a kid that was competing and right at the mix for the starting center job last year. So, you know, we're expecting big things from him. You know, he's a state qualifier in wrestling. So, you know, he's a kid who's been under the lights. So, you know, we're expecting him, you know, to have one of the hardest positions on the field, make sure we get that snap back there every time, and then deal with the lineman. And then moving to right guard, another guy, Parker Hawksworth, you know, great size, has really done a good job in moving from center to guard this year. You know, he's another one. He's a second-year starter, so, you know, that experience is critical. And then moving to right tackle is Bode McCauley. You know, had an injury last year that we lost him, you know, half of week 9 and week 10. But, you know, he's come back. He's stronger than ever. Another one who, you know, I don't think he missed. I think his attendance rate in the offseason was 100%. Made it to everything, got named team captain. But again, he's a kid that can move. He's a kid that can, you know, protect our edge, and expect really big things out of him this year.
Talking to a couple of those linemen here during our football show as well here. I know one of them has talked about that being kind of a quote-unquote jerk on the field, so to speak. We know they're all good guys, but when you're on that field here, not just if technique's a part of it, right? But you got to get out there, you got to be a little nasty in you when you're playing that football game.
Yeah, it's the toughest position. It's the toughest position to play. I mean, I've played running back. I've played offensive line. Offensive line's a lot harder, and it is. It's a mentality, and I think really where we want to see these guys transition from last year to this year is just that mentality. Last year, they're a little bit nervous, first year starting, aren't fully sure of how Friday nights work. But these guys got all the experience, and you know, there's definitely a few of them up there that have developed that nasty and aggressiveness that we need to have in order to establish the line of scrimmage.
Well, you mentioned quarterback Braden Parsons again, had got a great experience all season long under center, and great to have him back this year.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, we talked about Braden last year. You know, he's a kid who didn't have a sophomore season because of injuries, kind of thrust into that starting job last year. You know, wasn't necessarily confident in himself, wasn't decisive. But, you know, as the year went on, we saw him grow and we saw him develop and we saw him go from a kid who was unsure of himself to, you know, a kid that was willing to try and make that hard throw and who orchestrated that offense and knew where everybody was going. And he's only gotten better. Again, worked really hard in the off season, improved his arm strength. Knows the playbook like the back of our hand, can line up anybody where they need to go. And I think the biggest thing is I've seen him, instead of throwing off his back foot, he's stepping into the throw. He's getting outside of the pocket, and he's attacking the line of scrimmage. And his confidence just gone through the roof, and his willingness, you know, to fit that ball into some tight windows to be able to, you know, get us some big plays. So I'm really excited for him, really proud of him, especially after a tough year last year. But he's responded well, and, you know, he's the main guy on offense. He's, you know, everything's going to run through him. So, you know, we have big expectations, but really proud of where he's came.
Looking forward to seeing that. And how about the guys who'll be handing the ball off to, the running backs there in the backfield?
Yeah, you know, losing a 1,200-yard rusher, you know, is a big task for us. But, again, we got a guy who last year, we were anticipating getting some carries, had a hamstring injury early on, so we focused him on defense in Chris Williams. And, you know, throughout our scrimmages, he's shown, you know, we're ready to step right into that role and go. He's been able to handle it well. He's another kid, very smart, knows our offense like the back of his hand. He's the quote unquote jerk on the field. He's not afraid of anything. He'll step right up. He's going to try and run you over. He's going to make a move to get outside of you. And he's a guy that's going to hold everybody accountable and make sure they're doing the right things. So, you know, we have big expectations from him.
And a lot of speed, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got good speed. He's developed it. You know, that hamstring fully healed up. So, you know, he's back to 100%. So we're going to lean on him a lot. You know, you could see a variation of some other guys in the backfield. You know, Silas Baker's a kid. He's a sophomore, but he's shown some real promise back there in the backfield. And, you know, we got really good skill kids. So, you know, we'll put those guys in the backfield different occasions, you know, to get them touches.
All right, so furthering the skill position, how about those guys catching the ball this year, the wide receivers?
Yeah, you know, another spot. You know, you touched on it earlier, you know, Brody Bowman and Lynn Klein. You know, Lynn Klein's the guy that could line up as a tight end, a wing, and a slot at the same time. But, you know, we got a bunch of skill guys coming back. You know, Matt Kraft is a kid who played a little bit of offense last year. He's came out and he solidified himself as an outside wide receiver, you know, moving inside. Coy Beachy, I mean, we all saw what he was able to do really when, you know, honestly, I let him loose on offense for those remaining five games, and what he was able to do and the electricity that he provides and the spark he provides an offense. So, you know, obviously expecting huge things out of him. But the biggest thing about him, man, is he loves football, and he is the biggest competitor I've ever met. So we expect big things from him. Moving to the other side, you know, Rhett Chaney, again, kid who started all last year both ways as a junior. You know, he had flashes. He's just as explosive. He's just as electric. So, you know, him in the slot. Oliver Fleming's a bigger kid that, again, he had a great year on defense last year, and he's done nothing but prove himself on the offensive side of the ball. You know, he's 6'4". He can catch, he can block, he can run the ball. So he's been a nice addition for us to see out there. And then rounding it off, Reed Hawksworth. Again, he's another kid, a big play kid. He flashes light hands. He's a vertical ball machine, returned a couple kicks. And he's also a kid that catches the ball, and you're like, why isn't he running hard? But he's just so smooth and able to weave through traffic. So he's been as advertised. He's bulked up a little bit. He's put on some size. And he's done a great job, and he's a great blocker. That's the thing about this skill group that I'm really proud of them, is they all embrace blocking. They're all physical blockers, and they block really well in space. And another guy that's going to rotate in there is Cody Gallion. Started at corner all last year. He's a smaller guy, but man, he's fast. He catches the ball and he gets in space. He's been dangerous for us this offseason as well.
So any offense you want to try and be versatile, this team certainly has the ability to run the ball as well as pass the ball and get it done through the air.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, everybody looks at me like, well, you know, everybody asks, what's your offense? Hey, it's multiple. We're going to line up different ways, but at the end of the day, you know, everybody's got to run the ball. We're going to run the ball, and we're going to get the ball to our playmakers, and we got a bunch of them. So, you know, I think the hardest thing for us is, you know, how do we find different ways to get these different guys the ball?
All right, that's a look at the Knights offense you'll be seeing this year. Here's where the names you'll be hearing this year during the Knights football season. Let's take a look at the defense. We'll do that next, coming up on the Scotia Kickoff Show on WKLM.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Looking for more privacy, less glare, and a cleaner look for your home? MRB Siding Supply has the answer with Provia Windows and Doors featuring built-in internal blinds. Enjoy privacy when you want, protection from the sun when you need it, and no dusty blinds or tangled cords to worry about. Plus, they're backed by a 10-year warranty for added peace of mind. Stop by MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or visit MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. What's that smell?
That's the smell of pork and saving money.
At Roadies IGA, get USDA inspected whole boneless pork loin tenderloin for just $2.98 a pound.
That's cheaper than my last date.
USDA inspected bone-in pork rib chops, $2.98 a pound.
Keep talking, I'm getting hungry.
Bone-in country-style pork ribs, only $2.18 a pound.
Now we're talking.
USDA inspected bone-in tomahawk pork chops, $4.48 a pound. And Prairie Fresh pork tenderloin, $5.98.
Pork this good without breaking the bank? I'll take seconds.
Get pork flavor that doesn't break the bank. Now through Sunday at Roadies IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Need freezer space for that home skinny fair livestock purchase? How about storing those summer garden vegetables or the approaching hunting season? Then stop by your local freezer headquarters at Millersburg Electric. Millersburg Electric's annual freezer special continues with discounts on chest and upright freezers in all sizes. Not only do you get a fair price, but you get better energy efficiency with your new freezer too. Plus, you'll get a free 5-year compressor warranty with any freezer purchase. Hurry in while they last at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. If you're looking for the best tires and service in the area, stop by Millersburg Tire Service. When it comes to selection, no one does it better. They sold 37 brands of passenger, SUV, light truck, heavy duty, and farm tires in the last year, serving Holmes County, all across Ohio, and 11 surrounding states. They even ship nationwide. Add in a knowledgeable staff with over 375 years of combined experience, and you've got everything you need, all in one place. So go with a team that's been serving Holmes County for over 73 years. Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, east of Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
And we're back again on the Coaches Kickoff Show with West Knowles Knights head football coach Keith Leflaw. Got a chance to look at some of the guys you'll be seeing and hearing about on the offensive end that last time around. And now we're going to look at the defensive guys that we'll be hearing about this year for West Knowles. And I'll ask you the same thing about the defense. Keaton, your expectations, what you're looking for from your defense this year.
Yeah, I mean, big things from our defense this year. You know, we tweaked up our scheme a little bit, running some different stuff on the defensive side of the ball. But again, very familiar with the guys that are coming back. We got some guys with a lot of experience, on that side of the ball. And, you know, I think the biggest thing, our expectation defensively and our philosophy defensively, excuse me, is, you know, put kids in position to make plays. You know, we're trying to be aggressive. We're trying to, you know, we're trying to get to the quarterback. We're a very aggressive defense. You know, and, you know, we got a lot of expectations. There's a lot of guys that, you know, when I got in, we tried to change the culture of our defense of, you know, we run and hit. That's what we do. We run to the football, and we're going to put hats on the football every single play. So, you know, we struggled with that a little bit in our first scrimmage, but our second scrimmage, we really shored that up, and that group really stepped up and came alive after our second scrimmage.
Well, the first guys they have an opportunity to do that is those guys up front. Let's talk about that defensive line, guys. We'll be hearing about there.
Yeah, you know, defensive line-wise, you know, we'll have a multitude of guys like we've had in the past. We try and keep those guys fresh. But, you know, looking at the outside, you know, we're gonna be Zach Hustak, a kid who's played part of a sophomore year. He started on our playoff run, you know, and he's last year he learned how to play the outside, and this year, you know, we got expectations for him. You know, put on a good amount of weight to solidify that front side. You also see Bowden McCauley on that side as well, who's just skyrocketed on the defensive side of the ball and his ability to play that defensive end position. And then on the interior, you're going to see some guys. You know, right now we see Silas Baker as a guy who's a sophomore who, you know, got his first start week 10 last year. And really showed a lot of promise there. And he's a kid this offseason that's worked super hard with his strength and his speed. And he's done nothing but a great job for us. He's our little spark plug on defense. And then, you know, there's guys like Elias Candle and Parker Hawksworth who are also going to, you know, help out in there. And Justin Myers, who's a senior, and Josh McCall. So, you know, we got a good group of interior guys that, you know, can cause some disruption up there in the middle of the defense. Then our other end is Oliver Fleming, you know, the kid who took off last year, you know, played the majority of the year with a broken hand, broken wrist, played one arm, ended up with 8 sacks, all conference player, district player. You know, he was our team defensive player of the year. And again, he's another one. He's at it in the off season. He's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. And we expect a really, really big year out of him and have high expectations for him on the edge.
Special player there. Also, should be a good group there at that defensive line position. How about at linebacker?
Linebacker, we're going to return Chris Williams. So Chris started at Will for us last year. He'll be our Mike this year. Like I said, on offense, he's the jerk on the field. Defensively, he's the leader. He's calling everything. He's getting guys lined up. He's telling them where to go. He understands our scheme through and through. He's our quarterback of the defense. On the other side, we're going to be rolling with Cam Badger, who's a freshman who's came in, and again, all off season long, he was at everything as an eighth grader. Came in this off season, we had a couple situations, a couple guys unable to play due to injuries, and he stepped up and he's been fantastic. He's adopted what we've taught him. He's been coachable. He's downhill. You know, and he's done a great job. And then looking at, we're on the outside, Rhett Cheney's going to make the move down to outside backer along with Noah Grassball. You know, Rhett's moved down there to kind of take Lynn's spot, and you know, he's done nothing but just impress us immensely. So he's done a great job down there. Noah's a guy who's gotten in the mix, and we'll see some time there. And then going in, Coy Beachy. You know, tied for the lead in tackles for us last year, a true see ball, get ball kid, and a kid that will give everything to get to the football each and every play. So, you know, he's a kid that we really expect, you know, to be the center of our defense and really be all over the field for us.
He was one of those guys, even as a freshman, seemed to always be in that right spot there, whether it be make an attack or have a chance to make an interception, always seemed to be in that right position, I guess.
Yeah, he's got natural instincts, and he's just got a nose for the football. There's some things that you can't teach, and having a nose for the football is one of those. So we've really worked really hard on refining that technique and refining the fundamentals, and just letting him to kind of go out and just play. Another guy you have, Braxton Blake, again, 3-year starter. He's an All-Ohioan at linebacker. He's going to play a variety of positions for us without giving too much away. But he's another kid at that second level that, you know, he knows the ins and outs of our defense. He's a communicator. He's a team captain. And again, for 2 years, you know, he's been right at the top when it comes to leading the team in tackle. So really excited what we're going to be able to do with Braxton. And he's adopted it well. He's jumped on it, and he's been nothing but great for us this offseason.
He's another good one, that is for sure. No question about that. That's the linebackers. How about the more guys in that secondary?
So on the outsides, we'll have Matt Kraft, who last year was fantastic for us at that boundary corner. True lockdown kid, big kid. You know, stats didn't jump off the page. You know, led the team in interceptions, not a lot of tackles, but, you know, he was a guy we could rely on to shut down that backside and not have to worry about it. To the field side, it's Cody Gallion. You know, he played all last year. You know, he had some struggles last year, but he's really worked hard this offseason to make some improvements. He's really refined his skill and his technique at that field side corner position. Colton Taggart's another kid we saw glimpses of last year playing varsity as a freshman. You know, we're excited about where he's heading, the direction he's going, and he's another guy that we feel like we can put out there to help us in coverage. Then our other safety is going to be Reed Hawksworth. So, he's a kid who put on about 15, 20 pounds this offseason, and he's been a great center fielder for us. He's a ball hawk kid. He's a kid I've talked about in the past. Man, you put him on a scout team, look out. It's the same thing on defense. You put him on a scout team on defense, and he's a problem. So he's a guy that's going to be safety for us, play that middle of the field, and he's done a great job at tackling, and, you know, he's kind of our last line of defense kind of guy.
So, Keen, just a lot of guys that can really cover a lot of ground and like making plays.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the thing we stress on defense. You can't play defense here if you don't want to get to the football. If that ball's in the air, you know, our motto is that's got to be our ball. We got to come down with it somehow. You know, they run the ball. We got to find a way to get that ball out. So, you know, that's been our calling card on defense. You know, we've had a lot of success with it, and, you know, our expectation for this group is to elevate the standard of our defense.
All right, that is a look at the Knights' defense. We're going to talk about the special teams coming up next. Stay tuned on this Coach's Kickoff Show with West Holmes head coach Keaton Leplaw on WKLM.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Looking for the ultimate outdoor living upgrade? Discover revolutionary water-shedding composite decking with Duxback Deck at MRV Siding Supply. Duxback's unique no-drop-through designs creates a beautiful deck floor and waterproof ceiling underneath, all in one. Built to handle whatever Mother Nature brings. Available in 11 stunning colors. Get your Duxback Deck today at MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or visit MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. Hey, got a dollar?
Sure do. Why?
Because at Rohde's IGA, that dollar's about to go to work.
Seriously?
Seriously. Get 7-ounce banquet pot pies for just $1.
Now that's a dollar with a purpose.
Crunch and Munch popcorn, $1. Blue Bonnet margarine, just $2.
Keep going. My wallet's getting excited.
IGA salad dressing, $2. IGA cereal, $2. And Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, just
$3. $3? That's practically a barbecue bargain.
It's dollar deals now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Need freezer space for that Holmes County Fair livestock purchase? How about storing those summer garden vegetables or the approaching hunting season? Then stop by your local freezer headquarters at Millersburg Electric. Millersburg Electric's annual freezer special continues with discounts on chest and upright freezers in all sizes. Not only do you get a fair price, but you get better energy efficiency with your new freezer too. Plus, you'll get a free 5-year compressor warranty with any freezer purchase. Hurry in while they last at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. There may be other choices out there, but when it comes to tires and service, there's really only one place to go. Millersburg Tire Service. In business for over 73 years, it's not just about the prices, it's about the people and the service. That's why service is in their name. They started back in 1953 from humble beginnings, and today they continue serving homes in the surrounding counties with a beautiful showroom, modern facilities, and even a front porch where you're always welcome. They treat people the way you want to be treated. With all that, there's no reason to go anywhere else. Millersburg Tire Service, located on State Route 39, east of Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding Contractors.
And back once again with Knights head football coach Keaton Luplaw. We've got a chance to talk about the offense, guys you'll be looking for there, also the defense, and of course the special teams. That's the part that I know head coach forgets about this, Keaton, but the fan kind of throws that to the side sometimes. But I know any head coach will say special teams is certainly a big part of winning games.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. It's the third component of the game. You lose special teams, you know, it's one third of the game that you've lost. You know, it's very important for us. You know, we try and do it at the beginning of practice every day just to let our kids know, hey, this is important. You know, it's the first thing that we do. And, you know, we've even started this year. We've started putting it in even earlier. Spent some time as coaches talking about scheme and what we want to do. And, you know, trying to implement to these kids that special teams isn't a playoff. This is how you earn your spot on the field. And, you know, we've had some great examples over the years, just last year, kids who have, you know, cut their teeth on special teams and really worked their tail off. And you look at them now and it's the next step. So, we're excited about it, but it is something that's very important to us.
from a skill standpoint, special teams wise, certainly Garrett Obers coming back here. He'll be a senior, but a guy that got to be a lot of experience last year also as a kicker for you.
Yeah, really first year kicking, and you know he was pretty darn good. I won't say the percentage to jinx myself, but he was pretty darn good last year. And he's a guy that spent some time in the off season working with a couple of guys to improve his kicking. He's gained yardage on his field goals. He's gained yardage on, his kickoffs. And, a lot of coaches, they talk. You don't understand when you have a good kicker how much of a weapon that can be. Instead of having to go for it on fourth down in the plus territory, or, you have to really think about, do I kick this? Do I go for it? Do I walk away with no points? Do I just try and pin them? Hey, you get a good kicker, you're walking away with 3 points. So that's where Garrett's evolved to. We view him as a weapon. We view him as a guy that can put points on the board. And he's a guy his mentality is great. We always say he has ice in his veins because, he doesn't get ruffled. His feathers don't get ruffled. So he's a kid that we expect, to really help us and win us some games this year with his leg.
Braden Parsons at punter, and always nice when you can have your quarterback as the punter. Obviously, kind of helps keep that defense on their toes.
Yeah, for sure. We had Morgan do it his first year, and that's kind of our thing is, our quarterbacks are going to punt it. We'll have a punt formation where we come out, and we're gonna protect him. And when you have the quarterback as the punter, you can catch some guys off guard. He's another one. He's done a ton of work. He's worked really hard at it. He takes it, he takes it personally, and he takes it with pride of, him being able to get that ball off and putting it where we want him to put it.
As far as return guys go, I know Coy Beach, you've talked about here, just his special ability of going out there and making plays, making guys miss. Certainly Reed Hawksworth as well. A couple of guys that certainly have the ability to return the ball.
Yeah, two guys that, each put the ball in the end zone. On kickoff return, there's no better offensive play than a kickoff return for a touchdown. So both those guys back there helps us out, makes us dynamic. Makes a team choose, pick your poison there. Who do you want to kick the ball off to? Same thing with punt return, having Coy back there and having the ability to potentially have Reed back there as well. Those are two guys that catch the ball, and the way they function in space is fun to watch for us as coaches.
And kind of conversely, special teams wise, obviously when you're going up against good teams like you'll see all season long, it's other good returners having that good punt coverage, kick coverage, obviously a big key as well.
Yeah, it's imperative, and it's the understanding that how important it is. We tell our guys all the time, we got starters on special teams. If it wasn't important, we wouldn't have a starter on special team. We got some starters that love it. Just a guy I throw out there is Oliver Fleming. He loved it last year running down there. He made plays for us. Silas Baker, they love running down there. And we got some guys on kickoff return this year that, in the past haven't been super excited about it. We got some guys that love it. We did kickoff return tonight, and you got guys hooting and hollering, jumping around, and the excitement there. It's encouraging, man. It's the hidden yards. You don't realize that if you have a good kickoff return team, you're starting with the ball at the past the 35. If you don't have a good kickoff return team, you're starting at the 18, the 20. Same thing with kickoff. If you got guys that run down there with their hair on fire, you're pinning the team at the 20 versus them starting at the 40. I mean, the hidden yards, whenever you start diving in, you'll go enter a wormhole there with, you talk about special teams and you talk about hidden yardage, you talk about punts and punt return and whether you field it or not. So, we've spent a lot of time with our guys trying to make them understand that there's hidden yards that nobody sees that are so important for the momentum of the game and just the analytics of the game.
All right, that's a look at the special teams as well for this West Holmes Knights football team. We're going to take another break, come back one more time. We'll talk about certainly the upcoming opponent here with Triway and more when we continue here on the Coach's Kickoff Show on WKLM.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
When the wind howls and the storm rolls in, trust the protection from Provia at MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max Insulated Vinyl Siding is built for performance, featuring a lifetime limited warranty that even includes protection against hail damage. Provia Siding is highly rated for wind resistance and engineered to withstand extreme wind loads. And don't forget Provia Storm Doors, renowned for their heavy-duty construction and outstanding wind performance. Visit MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denko Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denko takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denko and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. All right, I've got a question. How much does it cost to make your grocery money go farther?
At Rody's IGA, apparently $4.
You got it. Get 16-ounce frozen Smithfield ground pork for just $4.
$4? My wallet just smiled.
12-pack ramen noodles, $4.
Keep going. I'm getting hungry.
IGA 30-gallon tall kitchen garbage bags, $4.
Finally, something to clean up all those bargain receipts.
And 91 to 93% lean butterball ground turkey, $5.
$5? That's a whole lot of comfort.
It's dollar deals now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Dollar deals at Rody's IGA.
Need freezer space for that Holmes County Fair livestock purchase? How about storing those summer garden vegetables or the approaching hunting season? Then stop by your local freezer headquarters at Millersburg Electric. Millersburg Electric's annual freezer special continues with discounts on chest and upright freezers in all sizes. Not only do you get a fair price, but you get better energy efficiency with your new freezer too. Plus, you'll get a free 5-year compressor warranty with any freezer purchase. Hurry in while they last at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
If you're looking for the best tires and service in the area, stop by Millersburg Tire Service. When it comes to selection, no one does it better. They sold 37 brands of passenger, SUV, light truck, heavy duty, and farm tires in the last year, serving Holmes County, all across Ohio, and 11 surrounding states. They even ship nationwide. Add in a knowledgeable staff with over 375 years of combined experience, and you've got everything you need, all in one place. So go with a team that's been serving Holmes County for over 73 years. Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, east of Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
And back one final time on the Coach's Kickoff Show with West Knowles Knights head football coach Keaton Leplaw. And Keaton, we've talked about it. It's clearly, you have the long off season. Guys have been getting through the scrimmages, everything like that. Guys are ready to play some football now. But what is the kind of the focus this week, players wise, coaches wise, during this week leading up to the first game?
Yeah, you know, I think coaches wise, you know, we're continually evaluating, you know, our opponent, continually trying to find, you know, any trends, any, you know, common things that they're doing, any tendencies, you know, any keys that they give away, while also, you know, looking at, okay, what's in our book. You know, what are our best things versus what they do, and kind of honing in on, okay, here's what our game plan is for these guys offensively. Here's what our game plan is defensively. You know, we met this past weekend for a couple hours, and really, you know, really hammered out, you know, what our plan is, where we want to attack, how we want to attack. And you know, for coaches, you know, we're talking about pushing them hard this week and being very nitpicky with, you know, our effort, with our technique, with our fundamentals, and making sure that we really harp on those things with our guys. You know, player wise, I talk to these guys. I'm like, guys, you got to get rid of, you know, my belief is pressure self-implied. You know, we just got to play us. We got to focus on us. You know, we got experience. We've seen some of the things that they've done. You know, a lot of these guys have played them for 2 years now. And it's just do your job, focus on us, identify what they're doing, and you got enough experience to know how we defeat that. So really just trying to get them, you know, not let them get inside their own heads, not listen to the outside noise, and understand, guys, they've gotten two in a row on us. You know, take the pressure off and just go out and play football. Just enjoy it, enjoy the atmosphere. But, you know, it's just a focus on us and ourselves and how we can execute our stuff to our best ability.
From Triway's standpoint here, obviously a few different guys at the skill positions for them here. Obviously a solid program year in and year out. What are you expecting to see from the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, it's another one that you see, you know, you talk about Garraway and Ridgewood. You're talking about Triway as, a perennial, really, really good program. They've been doing great stuff over there. But, you know, what we're going to see, you know, it's probably going to be a little bit different than what we've seen in the past. You know, they're big up front on the offensive line. They've really, really wanted to establish their run game. They're very good in the trenches. And they also got a new quarterback that's, you know, can throw the ball really well. Their skill kids are pretty darn good. They got a lot of height. They got a lot of length in that program. But they also got some guys in the slot that, man, they've caught the ball and they've been able to go. So, you know, defensively looking at them, you know, it doesn't matter what week we walk into. It's establish the line of scrimmage and win the line of scrimmage, you know, is our goal. And it's going to be a battle in there. And I'm excited to see how our guys respond. And then, you know, from an offensive perspective, you know, they've had great defenses, you know, over the past 2 years, you know, that I've been here. They've had some great defensive linemen, and that trend continues. And, you know, they're really good up front. They got backers that run downhill. They got some outside backers that are very aggressive. And they got a secondary that's shown, you know, through two scrimmages against some pretty good teams that, you know, they can handle the deep ball. They can handle the pass game. So, again, you know, we expect to see an absolute battle here. And, you know, they're a great program, and, you know, we're building towards what we want, and, you know, it should make for a really fun matchup.
A lot of fun matchup, as you mentioned. Always a battle, plantation Triway, and that county rival, and that cross county rival, I should say. But you mentioned going out there, guys, just playing football, having fun here, and part of it also can play a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, also going to a game like this, right?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want the chip on the shoulder to have kind of that edge to you that we talk about quite a bit. And you know, honestly, we need to have a chip on our shoulder. We've dropped two the last 2 years. In tight games, and you go back and you can kick yourself and you can say, I should have done this, I should have done that, wish we could have executed this. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, again, what we stress to our players is, yeah, have that chip on your shoulder, be upset about it, be mad about it, have an attitude about it. But at the same time, don't get so lost in that that we forget who we are and what we do. And really, you know, the focus is always what we want to focus on is us. Focus on us. How can we execute better? How can we adjust to what they're doing? How can we attack what they're doing? And really just having those guys play within our scheme. If those guys play within our scheme, you know, we should have success. So really just focus on making sure we control what we can control and do our 111th, do our job. Don't worry about the guy next to you. Don't worry about the guy across from you. Focus intently on that job, and good things will happen.
All right, Keaton. Well, thanks for your time here for this hour here, and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you. Appreciate you doing this for us.
That's the voice of West Lawn's 9-10 football coach, Keaton Leplaw. Stay tuned this Friday. We'll have the game, of course, on the FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And also video live streaming Friday night's contest on the WKLM YouTube page. Our hometown football Friday night pregame show begins at 6. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. That has been tonight's Coach's Kickoff Show on WKLM.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.